Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Ruven Hoffman, and Bari Hoffman. There are two subjects we want to discuss this week. The first is that Naftali Bennett of the so-called Jewish Home Party has already made it clear that he's supporting the expulsion of hundreds of Jews from their homes in Amona, that fraud who claims to be a right-winger. What a fraud. What a disgusting traitor. We're going to discuss him, and we're going to discuss the situation in Amona, the very grim situation in Amona, and what has to be done. And then the second subject we want to discuss, of course, is the lewd, obscene, horrific tape of Donald Trump describing how he enjoys sexually assaulting women. And how we told you so. We told you the media was going to find things on Trump as soon as he got the nomination. We warned you all this was going to happen. We warned you again and again and again for a whole year. And you didn't listen. You nominated Trump instead of Ted Cruz. And look at the disaster that's going to come as a result of that. So we're going to discuss that as well. But first, let's talk about Naftali Bennett. Briefly, let's talk about the situation in Amona. Amona, of course, is a Jewish community, what they call a settlement in the historic biblical Jewish homeland of Judea and Samaria, Yehuda v'Shomron. And they want to expel all the Jews there, hundreds of Jews. They want to expel and destroy their homes. They're finding some technical little reason, some minor little technical ridiculous reason here to throw them out of their homes and expel them, all based on lies. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of illegal Arab homes, buildings, and structures are being erected all over the land of Israel, completely illegal, and nobody touches any of them. The Arabs can build illegally everywhere on Jewish property, everywhere throughout the land of Israel. No one does anything. But Jews who did follow the law and who did build legally, they're finding excuses to throw them out of their homes and expel them and destroy their homes. This is the anti-Semitic situation we have now in Israel. And all the stupid, sick, self-hating Jews of our generation, you stupid ignoramuses who support Netanyahu and who support Naftali Bennett from the Jewish Home Party. You support leaders who are imposing the most anti-Semitic policies on the Jewish people. Only Jews are not allowed to build in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. Arabs can build everywhere. Only Jews are not allowed to build. For 7 years now, Jews are not allowed to build. There's a freeze on Jewish building. For 7 years now, the government has done everything possible to stop Jewish building. And you support that. Can you imagine if there was a freeze on all Jewish building just because you're Jewish, you can't build? Imagine if there was a freeze like that in New York or Paris or London or anywhere else. The whole world would be screaming, oh, what anti-Semitism. This is just like the Nazis and the Holocaust, the world would be saying. But it's happening in the Jewish state. And Netanyahu is responsible for those policies. And so is Bennett. And so is Avigdor Lieberman from the Israel is Our Home Party. That fraud, that puppet of Vladimir Putin. Yes, Donald Trump is not the only foreign politician in the pocket of Vladimir Putin. Avigdor Lieberman is also controlled and in his controlled by him and in his pocket. And Aryeh Deri from Shas, all of them going along with it. And so we're faced with this terrible situation. Naftali Bennett says, but don't worry. Don't worry when we expel all the Jews. We're going to ensure that in the future, we will make sure that there is a way to legalize the other Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria. Legalize, as if they need to be legalized, as if there's something wrong with them. The only problem is we have a Supreme Court with 95% of the judges are radical left in Israel, because the system for choosing judges in Israel is that the judges choose their own successors. So 95% of the judges from the radical left, they make sure that all the other judges in the future will also be from the radical left. And so the radical left controls Israel and controls Israeli policies through the Supreme Court, no matter how the people vote in the elections. It's irrelevant how people vote in the elections. The Supreme Court controls what happens and makes and issues these anti-Semitic orders to throw Jews out of their homes and commit other crimes against the Jewish people. And all the phony, corrupt politicians like Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, and Derry go along with these decisions. And so, this is the terrible situation we're faced with as long as we have phony parties like this. Bennett says, oh, in the future, though, we'll legalize the future settlements. So don't worry if we have to throw the Jews out of Amunah. That's his excuse. I'm going to demand that we legalize the situation for 2,000 other settlers. The same retreaded, broken promises. We've had promises like this for untold years, endless years, for decades. They've been promising things like this. Their promises mean nothing. It means nothing. What Bennett is proposing will do nothing, will not protect any other Jewish communities. The other Jewish communities will also be placed in danger now. And Bennett's actions will not protect anybody or anything. He's a liar and a fraud. He's a con man. If he had an ounce of integrity, he never would have sat in a government that for 7 years has frozen all Jewish building with an anti-Semitic building freeze. He never would have tolerated that. He never would have tolerated the earlier expulsions of Jews, which he tolerated. He never would have voted to free many thousands of Arab, Muslim, Nazi, terrorist, mass murderers that he and his party voted in favor of freeing. He's a complete fraud. And the Jews, even in Judea and Samaria, most of them vote for him and vote for the Likud. We need a new party. We need new leaders. We need an alternative. We need something new, and we're fighting to organize this now. JTF is working behind the scenes and is going to work behind the scenes to get something new organized, God willing. And hopefully we'll be making announcements in the upcoming weeks, I hope, God willing. Bli neder means I can't swear to it, but we're going to try our best to come up with some results in the next few weeks, hopefully. And we're working behind the scenes to try to create an alternative leadership, to offer an alternative leadership to the Israeli people, or to the Jewish people of Israel. The only answer, as far as Amunah is concerned, to stop what's happening in Amunah now, there has to be massive physical resistance to the expulsion. I don't know if there will be. There may not be. There may not be. Because they're making these phony promises again. We're going to build this. We're going to do that. We'll compensate you. First of all, even if they do compensate, even if they do build somewhere else, which they won't, because they've always broken their promises, but even if they would, allowing this as a matter of principle, allowing them to throw Jews out of their homes and say, this land doesn't belong to you, this land we're giving to the Arabs, that's the worst possible situation. That's completely unacceptable. The minute you allow that as a matter of principle, you're setting up a catastrophe for the Jewish people and you're committing a terrible crime. So there should be massive physical resistance to this expulsion through civil disobedience. We're not advocating violence, but we are advocating civil disobedience. We're working on trying to get an alternative leadership, but the problems we face are that we have a very limited budget. We reach thousands of people with our message. We should be thousands of Israeli Jews. We should be reaching millions. And so, you see the terrible results. I mean, we're trying to move things in the right direction, and I hope we're going to make progress in the upcoming weeks. But terrible things happen when we don't have enough power and enough strength and enough reach to bring the truth to enough Israeli Jews. This is the problem. This is the problem we face. So we're trying to cope with that. In the meantime, we need your support. We need your help. We need your prayers. We need your helping us promote our Hebrew and English videos. We need you to be active on our main pages. And we need your financial support in order to make a difference. It really does make a difference how many people we reach and how much we can do. I mean, if we had more support, there's no question we could do more. That's the situation in Israel. We're fighting, and we're going to fight. We're going to put up a fight, and we're doing everything we can to prevent these self-hating, opportunistic, fraudulent politicians from eventually creating a Palestinian state, because that's where we're headed right now. We keep throwing Jews out and allowing Arabs to build all over the place. They are building on the ground. They're setting up a Palestinian state in everything but name. I mean, we are really headed toward disaster if this continues, God forbid. We've got to change the situation. Most Israeli Jews don't want a Palestinian state. There is no Palestine. There are no Palestinians, first of all. So it's a complete lie and a fraud and a hoax. And most Israeli Jews recognize that this would be suicidal. They don't want it. But they're fooled and brainwashed and lied to and told, we have to take this step and that step and don't worry, and, you know, lulled into complacency. This is the game that is played by the politicians in Israel. And if we're not there to wake people up in time, it leads to disaster, God forbid. It'll lead to a terrible historic tragedy for the Jewish people and for the world. So we're fighting the battle and we need your help. We got to fight together as a team here. Now Donald Trump. Oh, the latest tape where he brags about groping women by their genitals. He grabs women's genitals against their will. He says, well, I'm a star. They let me do anything I want. He says he goes up and kisses them even if they don't want it. And he grabs them by their genitals. And he doesn't use the word genitals. I'm using the polite word. He uses the dirtiest word in the English language for genitals is the word that he uses. I grab them by their, you know, and it's the word for female genitalia. And whether they like it or not, he does it. He says, I'm a star. So they let me do it. They let me do what I want. Is anybody surprised? Anybody surprised that this is someone who commits sexual assault and brags about it? This is the type of lowlife that we're dealing with. But you know something? Here's the interesting thing about it. This will severely damage Trump. This will damage him. We warned over and over again. We warned you a million times, a zillion times during the primaries that the media is going to be nice to Trump. They're going to give him wall-to-wall coverage. Remember, 24 hours a day, all you saw on television, radio, everywhere was Trump, 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 Trump. You never saw anything else. They froze out the other 16 candidates running for the Republican nomination. They made sure, in a situation like that, with the 17 candidates and only one candidate gets all the attention, of course that one candidate is going to win the nomination. Of course. The media made sure that he won. And they didn't expose all, they had all this stuff on him beforehand. They didn't expose it then. Because they wanted him to get the nomination, because they knew that he's the one candidate who's so weak that even Hillary Clinton could beat him. They didn't want Ted Cruz to get the nomination because Ted Cruz would be a strong Republican candidate. Ted Cruz at least is clean. At least you don't have tapes. We wouldn't have tapes of him saying he grabs women's genitalia by force and assaults them sexually and bragging about it on a tape. You wouldn't have Ted Cruz making statements like that. You don't have things like that on Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, the most they could say is, oh, he's so pro-life. Oh, he doesn't support gay marriage. Oh, he's so conservative. That would be the most they could do, is run against him on that, saying he's too conservative. Which is what they ran against. That's what they did with Ronald Reagan. They ran against him on that. They said Ronald Reagan was too far to the right. And Reagan was able to win despite that. But that would be all they would have on Cruz. And believe me, if it was Cruz versus Clinton, this would be a very, very close race. A very close race. And Cruz, I think, would have, I'd say, about a 50-50 shot of winning against Hillary Clinton. Maybe even better. Because he's a great debater, a great speaker, would have given a great speech at the Republican convention, would have done very well in the debates against Hillary Clinton, who's not a good debater. I mean, this Ted Cruz would have been the good candidate that we need. You saw how Mike Pence performed in the debate, and Mike Pence isn't even really a good debater. Can you imagine Ted Cruz, who's a much better debater than Mike Pence? Can you imagine him? What it would have been like with him? He did well in the debates in the primaries. He beat Trump in every debate, despite what Trump says. Trump was terrible in the debates. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter because the media only covered Trump. Even after the debate, all the coverage was about what Trump said, what Trump didn't say, the reaction to Trump. They drowned out any advantage that Cruz might have had in the debates, doing well in the debates. It didn't matter. It didn't help him. But in a general election, they wouldn't have been able to pull that off in a two-way race in a general election. With 17 candidates, they can pull it off, the media. We told you once he gets the nomination, they're going to unload on him everything, and there's so much dirt in his background, you're going to see everything come out. How many times did we tell you that? All of you who watch this program every week, you heard me say this over and over and over again. It's playing out exactly as we said it would. Exactly as we said. We knew that Trump would probably get the Republican nomination. We said that. But we told you that he would lose in the general election in November because the media will go after him as soon as he gets the Republican nomination. And you're seeing that. Exactly what we said. It's exactly playing out the way we said it would. And just to show you how bad it is, the same day that Donald Trump, that this tape was released of Donald Trump, and there are many other tapes of him, by the way, that are even worse. There are tapes of him, for instance, on the Howard Stern show, talking about his daughter's breasts and about his daughter's sexuality. I mean, it's just, it's disgusting. It's horrifying. It's horrifying the way he speaks about his own daughter. And this is a guy who has said, if she wasn't my daughter, I'd be dating her. And talks about her body and what a hot body she has. I mean, this is a father speaking about his daughter. I mean, this is a sick, perverted man. Anyway, on the same day, last Friday, when these lewd, vicious, vulgar tape recordings of Donald Trump were released, we had the release of more scandalous information on Hillary Clinton. Excerpts from her speeches to Goldman Sachs and to Wall Street firms. Excerpts of those speeches show her calling for open borders. Show her saying that she has a public position and a private position. In other words, she's admitting that she's a two-faced liar. And you know what? None of that that's not even getting any real attention. You know why? Because Trump scandals are so much more exciting. And the media, of course, wants to defeat Trump. They always want to defeat the Republican. So the media, of course, is going to accentuate Trump's scandals over anything that Hillary does. So Hillary's scandals, which would be getting tremendous attention, the media wouldn't be able to avoid it if Ted Cruz had been the Republican nominee. Right now, we would be talking about, if Ted Cruz was Republican nominee, we'd be talking about Hillary's emails, we'd be talking about Hillary saying she's for open borders, open trade, she said, which means to killing American jobs. We'd be talking about Hillary saying she has a public position, a private position, in other words, admitting she's a two-faced liar in front of all these Wall Street bankers. That's what we'd be discussing right now. If Ted Cruz were the Republican nominee, there'd be no way to avoid it because they don't have tapes of Ted Cruz like they have tapes of Donald Trump. But you didn't want Ted Cruz as the nominee. So all the scandals of Hillary Clinton are getting buried, are getting drowned out by the fact that Trump's scandals are even bigger than hers. And I know the Trumpsters will try to minimize everything he says and does, like it's no big deal that he says he sexually assaults women. That's no big deal? I think it's a very big deal. I think it's horrific. That's who you want in the White House? Someone who admits that he sexually assaults women? And yes, Bill Clinton was a rapist. Bill Clinton was a rapist, and Bill Clinton is a very evil, immoral animal. That doesn't mean I want another one in the White House like Donald Trump. The difference between Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, they're both very evil. They're both hopelessly evil, vicious individuals who should never be allowed to hold any. Both of them belong in prison. Both of them belong in prison. They should both be put in prison for the rest of their lives for all the terrible things they've done in their lives. Trump for stealing and all the terrible things he's done to so many people, ruined so many people's lives. And Clinton is a rapist, aside from the other crimes he's committed. But as terrible as they both are, Trump is proud of what he does. At least Clinton tries to hide it. Clinton at least tries to cover it up, tries to hide it. Remember he said, I didn't have sex with that woman, Miss Lewinsky? You remember that? He tries to hide it. Trump is proud of it. He boasts to Howard Stern and he boasts to this guy, Billy Bush. He boasts about it. He thinks this is something to be proud of. He doesn't see anything wrong with it, on the contrary. He thinks this is great behavior. And so look where we are now. Look where we are now because of those of you who supported Trump. You supported Trump. Look what you've gotten us. Look what you've done to it. Look what you've done to us. Now we're going to probably have Hillary Clinton as president. The only way Hillary Clinton doesn't become president is if she starts coughing again in the debate or starts a coughing fit or gets very sick again. You know, she's very sick, but they're covering it up. I don't believe what they say, that she's fine, she just had mild pneumonia. Baloney. I think she has some underlying problems there, serious health problems. Because she had that cough way before any pneumonia. She was coughing her head off at the Senate Benghazi hearings. At the House Benghazi hearings, the House Congressional Benghazi hearings. And she passed out and had a concussion 4 years ago already. And had to be hospitalized. And was wearing those heavy glasses. I mean, she's got neurological issues. She's got respiratory issues. Those things kill people. They're trying to keep it in check and pull her across the finish line by election day. But she's very sick. So if something happens to her, that's the one way that I think she doesn't become president. Unless something very surprising happens. Otherwise, I think she's going to win. I think Trump is going to lose. I think she's going to win because Trump is... He's the worst candidate you could possibly have nominated. The worst nightmare for any political party. The worst. And exactly as we told you it was going to happen is what's happened. Exactly what we told you is going to happen. It's happening literally step by step the way JTF warned you it would happen. All the Trump people said, if he runs against her, he'll slaughter her. You know how many... Even now, you know how many videos there are on YouTube saying Trump will defeat her by a landslide. It's going to be a Trump landslide. Trump's going to slaughter her. They still live in their little fantasy world of Trumpsters. Well, they're going to get quite a rude awakening on November 8th, on election day. And we wind up with this horrible, horrible, evil beast, Hillary Clinton, in the White House now. And all the terrible policies she's going to pursue. Not that Trump would be better. Trump wouldn't be better. Trump would not be better. And I think on most issues, he's actually even worse than her on many issues. Wants to give nuclear bombs to Saudi Arabia. I mean, on most issues, I think he's even worse. It could have been so different. We pleaded with people to join us and help Ted Cruz. We put together Jews for Cruz and we pleaded with people to help us. We tried our best, but we're in for a rough ride now. We're in for a rough ride now because you stupid, ignorant Trumpsters, you destroyed the Republican Party, you destroyed our chances of winning, you gave us the worst possible candidate, and you gave us somebody that if by some miracle he gets elected, if by some miracle Hillary, they can't keep her healthy for the next month, and something happens and she starts coughing in public or starts breaking down in public. If that happens, then who knows what will be. But if he ever did, by some miracle, get elected to the presidency, he would be a horrible president. And that would really destroy the Republican Party and conservatism forever, if he were ever in the White House. Because he would be the worst president we can imagine. So where do we go from here? We got to fight whoever the new president is. We're going to have to fight them, whether it's Clinton or Trump. I think it's going to be Clinton, but whichever one wins, we're going to have to fight them because their policies are going to be terrible. And we have to keep warning the Jews of Israel and trying to wake the Jews of Israel up. That's where we are. Again, I expect, God willing, I'm hoping, I can't promise you for sure, but I'm hoping that in the next few weeks, maybe in the next couple of months, I'm not sure about the time frame, I'm hoping that we'll have a big announcement to make about what we're trying to do in terms of working with other people to organize some alternative in Israel. Whether or not that alternative will work in Israel, I don't know. But we're going to try. We're going to try our best. We're doing whatever we can. We're doing whatever we can to turn the situation around, to save Israel from national suicide, God forbid, and from national catastrophe. As far as America's concerned, our influence in America will be less dramatic because America is so much bigger than Israel. It's harder to influence things as much as we can in a country the size of Israel. But as soon as the election's over, yes, I certainly will be supporting Ted Cruz again in 2016. And unless something surprising happens, I expect us to be supporting him again. And I'm hoping, God willing, that we can at least survive 4 years, that we can make it through the next 4 years until that election. I'm hoping then maybe, by some miracle, he can get elected and rescue the situation. Anyway, if you agree, the time has come to wake people up urgently. To wake the Jews of Israel up before it's too late, to stop the expulsions of Jews from Judea and Samaria so that there won't be the creation of a so-called Palestinian state, and that it's time to tell the truth, to continue to tell the truth as we've told all along from the beginning on the American presidential election and on what's happening in America. If you agree that time has come for uncompromising right-wing positions on the issues, uncompromising positions based on morality and decency and biblical principles. If you agree, then help us. Join with us, help us, help us make a difference. Checks, money orders, cash donations sent to our post office box make a big difference. Every donation makes a big difference. It really does help. God bless the great JTFers that are helping us financially. And for those who prefer to do it with their credit card online for convenience, that's fine too. Go to our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org, and on top there's a donate button in English, and you can very conveniently donate in a couple of minutes online. Help us together. Let's work to make a difference, God willing. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.